Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today is Roy Whitehead, president of the Treasure Coast Youth Sailing Foundation. The foundation, sponsored by the Fort Pierce Yacht Club and the City of Fort Pierce, will offer 8 one-week sailing classes starting June 10th. Roy, welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you for having me.
Tell me about Treasure Coast Youth Sailing and who the foundation is geared towards.
Well, currently it's geared towards children in the Treasure Coast area. There's a sailing organization north of us in Vero Beach and one in Jensen Beach, and we're sort of filling in the gap between the two. We're geared towards kids currently 7 to 14 years of age. We're in an expansion program now and working with the city to get more area at the park. When that's done, we'll be able to expand the program on up to perhaps 18 years of age with larger sailboats, more complex boats, and so forth.
And what is required for students who are interested in learning to sail?
Not much, except they have to be able to swim, demonstrate the ability to swim, and then we require they get their own life vest fitted for them. We aren't allowed to loan them or provide them to them. Insurance restricts us from that. But other than that, there's no real restrictions. Children come knowing nothing about sailing, and it's amazing, of course, children at that age, in a day or two, they're almost naturals on the water. So it's fun to watch them get out there knowing nothing, and a couple of days later, they're sailing like pros. You know.
Are these primarily beginner classes, or do you have varying levels?
Almost all are beginner classes. We usually offer one or maybe two advanced classes during the summer. And then we have now started a year-round program for children who have gone through the summer camps.
I'm speaking today with Roy Whitehead, president of the Treasure Coast Youth Sailing Foundation. So what is a typical day like for the young sailing campers?
We start at 8:30 in the morning. Usually they'll have a little chalkboard talk in the morning, usually talking about use of the sails, taking advantage of the wind, how to point the boat, use the rudders, centerboards, that sort of thing. And then they actually put the children into boats, and these are small boats, and of course each child has their own boat. But typically they get them out on the water, and they teach them how to tack, and there's a lot of terminology here that I don't want to get too complicated with, but basically teaching them how to use the sail to propel the boat, and the use of the wind and how it affects the sails, and how to maneuver the boat. Some racing tactics, generally just getting them comfortable on the water.
And I understand you do have some grants available for students?
Yes, we do. We are geared to run 80 kids through each summer, and we try to give away at least 10% of those financial aid available for student registration.
Roy, what is it you love about sailing, and what do you hope a week learning to sail will instill in these students?
Well, I reflect back, I guess, on growing up in Indiana, where we were 50 miles from water deep enough to get your knees wet. My older brother happened to be in a location in northern Indiana where he had access to a sailboat and took me out, and that was shortly after I was married. And I kind of got hooked on the idea of being able to go from point A to point B with no motor, just dependent on your own skills and the wind. What we hope to offer, and one of the reasons we offer the scholarships, is we feel that this gives them a glimpse of something different. And I think that's what drives people sometimes to try to do more with their lives. And without that glimpse of other activities, sometimes children end up with no aspirations beyond that. So we hope to instill that. We really want to teach self-discipline, self-dependency, teamwork, and we almost put those above teaching kids to sail. We think those are more important things to teach if we can. Our goal and our mission statement pertains to that effort of trying to teach the kids more than just sailing a boat.
I've been speaking today with Roy Whitehead, president of the Treasure Coast Youth Sailing Foundation. If you'd like to find out more about the classes they'll be offering, we'll have links on our website, wqcs.org. Roy, thanks so much for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
Well, thank you for inviting me in.
Till next time, I'm Drew Mello.